Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The Dort Podcast with Rich Heath. It's the Dort Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Raven Von Davin. All hail the King of Ginger Ales. Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing pretty
long
great.
Weekend. You know, can't complain.
Doing pretty great. I think I need to get a new computer, though, which is a real kick in the sack.
Need a new computer?
Yeah.
You can write it off.
It's a write-off. Write it off.
You don't
what?
Even know what a write-off is.
No, I don't.
No. No. And neither do they.
That's right.
And they're the ones who are writing it off.
Let me ask you this. Is this a sign of poor parent discipline or just a sign that my daughter is a lot like me? So...
Oh boy.
it's one of these two. No, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as you think, probably.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if I just am like ripping, if I'm with her going somewhere, I'll like rip through and like just get like an iced coffee at like any sure. place that has like a drive through iced coffee. And more often than not, when I go to get the iced coffee, little CC Beans will be in the back seat. And when I put the window down, she screams, "Hey, you forgot my croissant. I ordered a croissant." Which I've never ordered a croissant. She doesn't order croissants. She doesn't eat croissants.
Where did she hear that?
I don't know, but she yells at the person that they forgot part of the order. Sometimes she'll scream at them like, "Why aren't there two coffees?" Like she yells, I go, "That's," and then I just kind of roll my eyes. I'm like, "Thank you. Thank you for this." But she's always
screaming. Well, she's hilarious. We've established.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
It is so funny. It's comedically very funny. The timing's on point. And the fact that she most recently was screaming about a croissant, which I don't think you've even eaten a croissant, let alone ordered one.
Has there been a time where Katie was yelling about a croissant?
No.
Not a croissant eater.
No, I don't think so. Definitely not yelling about them. But she's like, you forgot something. I ordered a burger. I'm like, you didn't order a burger. They don't have burgers here.
Like she thinks it's hilarious, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the kid's got great timing.
She's not wrong. It is pretty hilarious. So
what did she call you, a fart person?
She told, was it a trash, garbage person? Maybe a garbage person.
Oh,
that was tough to bounce back from. Hey, also this, I think I tied a record. Saturday and Sunday, I went to not one, not two, but 3 6-year-old birthday parties.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I'll probably.
How many of them asked about work and gave you hot takes and said you should say this?
No, pretty much left alone with them when it comes to that.
All right.
Doing all right. Yeah, doing all right. Didn't worry about any hot takes. But let's get to this, Ryan. I hate to do it, but we have to do it. We're going to start with very sad news because...
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every cock on the planet.
The great Biff Whiff has sadly passed away. We know he's been battling cancer for a while now, and he came into our lives with I Think You Should Leave. He also had a great cameo in the TV show Dave, and he's been in like 2 sketches, actually also a deleted sketch, which I had a chance to see at that LA live show. And they're both amazing. The guy is hilarious. The fucking Crashmore thing is amazing. And unfortunately, there's been a handful of these like older actors that have been in I Think You Should Leave that have passed away. Like this guy.
I'm joking.
Passed away. the guy that, hey, I'll eat your fucking head in the Dan Doug? Flashes. Doug? Fucking Doug? I think he passed away too.
Oh, man.
So
he was also in that movie with Jake Johnson, Self-Reliance, which is...
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good.
Played, like, the homeless guy, and he had to, like, because he couldn't...
That was a decent movie, actually.
That was actually pretty good.
I didn't mind Self-Reliance. That was good. But yeah, Biff Whiff passed away. And in line with the I Think You Should Leave universe, we didn't talk about this last week because we only did one Severance episode, but we got the full trailer for the Tim Robinson movie with Paul Rudd, Friendship.
Yeah.
This thing looks amazing. The way they set it up, and it's like an A24 movie, and it starts out like it might be serious. And you're like, there's no way it's serious. It's Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. And it's just like these like grown men like becoming friends. And then it just tilts to the point where you're like, this is going to be a 90-minute I Think You Should Leave sketch with Tim Robinson playing like this insane character.
And so there was the moment where it flipped for me is when, what's it, Connor
O'Malley.
Connor O'Malley,
yes,
just starts yelling at Tim Robinson, and he's like, "I don't even know who you are."
Yes.
Like he's just like yelling at him.
So good.
I mean, this. I tweeted about it. I'm like, I'm looking forward to talking about this movie for years because people, if you like read the reviews, they're like, "This is the funniest movie I've ever seen."
Yeah,
and not like schmo people, like it's like GQ and like Esquire and like magazines that like by and large like know what they're talking about.
Dude, this is gonna be so good, and then Paul Rudd playing sort of like the straight character is gonna be perfect. You knew it was good right from the rip. When is that Kate Mara who plays his wife?
Kate Mara, yeah.
So Kate Mara,
come on.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
So Kate Mara's there, and she's like, "Hey, like so and so wants to like you know for you guys to like hang out, or whatever. I think that's a good idea." And as soon as he looks at you, he goes, "You don't know my schedule." As soon as he says that, you're like, "All right, we're in good shape here. This is gonna be amazing." And then he's like, he goes, "I can see the future. It's full of pals. I'm on the edge of life, and the view is gorgeous." The fact that he says the future's full of pals absolutely
full of pals.
And then, it's Connor O'Malley kicks in, like, the door. He's like, "You should be dead!" And just screaming at him. I can't wait. And then he has that great line about, there's that new Marvel out that's supposed to be really good.
Supposed to be nuts.
Supposed to be nuts.
We should see that.
I can't wait. So this comes out in May, and we will be
not
talking.
Not soon enough.
No.
I tell you.
We might have to dedicate a whole month to it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, like whatever neutral we get to do a dink on, like every other trailer that comes out or like clip.
Yep.
This is going to be, I need like a director's commentary and like several cuts of this movie.
Yes.
Like I want them to Snyder this. I want like a 3-hour director's cut.
That'd be amazing.
If it's as good as advertised.
Like you guys seen the Snyder cut for Friendship? It just goes just on and on and on. I bet there's a lot of good stuff
for real.
Oh God!
Was he so? Did you watch the SNL 50 thing last night?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I watched like the back half of it because I actually last night saw the topic du jour. So I got home and watched the final like 45 minutes. I've seen a bunch of clips online, but not the. I am gonna watch the whole thing at some point.
The only time I saw Tim Robinson was the thing with Kevin Hart, like the Z shirt, which I didn't think was very funny. But they were doing a thing on like the commercial, like the fake commercials.
And that's the only time
I saw him was like the Z shirt thing.
They didn't do Round Ball Rock because that was Tim Robinson's best thing.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, no, I got to watch that. Speaking of, you, me, Mac and Goo, and our buddy Billy Lanny are going to put together our official top 50 SNL cast members. And I figure the best way to do this, even though I know all the 50th stuff's going on now, but when the Severance episodes run out, we can do like one Monday night, just do like an hour and a half episode and like kind of bang it out and do like all 50 cast members. But I'm looking forward to that. This should be pretty good. Let's see. Yellow Jackets is back. I did not watch the season 3 premiere yet, but I'm looking forward to that. Did you watch that yet?
I watched both episodes.
Oh, they put out 2. All right. How are we looking?
Nothing new, you know, just kind of like,
okay.
I'm frustrated a little bit with it, and we just want to like, come on, let's get going here. Yeah, it's like spring or summer now, so there's no more snow.
Okay. All right.
So that's promising. Like we're getting marching towards the end here, but
there's no frozen Ella Purnell frozen in the side.
No, not yet.
No,
not yet.
Traitors. Have you started Traitors yet?
No.
Okay. You're not going to be in the Traitors episode. You're not going
to
be
Traitor. We have to do it. And I'm vowing to, I will get caught up by the time that episode happens.
Oh, we're doing a Traitors episode. It's just a matter of whether you're in it or not. We're doing one. We're also going to do an episode next week. We've got people emailing and tweeting us about Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, the animated show on Disney Plus. I've ripped the first four episodes so far, and I like it. I think it's
going
to
be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about this, actually.
Yeah, me too. Especially this character moving forward. I hope this is some of the things they're doing, I hope carry over.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You want to do a video game minute, or do you want to get to the topic?
I don't have much. Let's the other than the show. So we got to look at the new show game, and I'm very excited because there's some new mechanics. And I know we didn't play the sounder. It's fine.
It's fine.
But also, like, you get to go all the way back to high school and college.
That's cool.
And hit metal bats.
Ping.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited, especially if you can, like, if they have, like, some metal bat companies, you could, like, choose your gear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The return of Slim Dickens.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll chronicle Slim Dickens. I'll keep up with Slim Dickens, see what he's doing.
And since we made the switch, by the way, in NCAA football in our sixth year of our dynasty up to all pro or what, All-American?
Yeah.
I am struggling right now.
I lost my first game, and then the fellas figured it out, and I'm not to rub it in, but the last three games I've been a fucking machine. I've figured it out. My team's good. I recruited well, and I'm in a bad conference. You're in a good conference.
I lost to Oregon.
Yeah.
And somebody else, but like a good team, like top 10 team.
You play good teams. I play shit teams, and I just smack them around. And then
maybe this is the year I get fired and move to the Mountain West.
Come join me. Come take over San Diego State. The weather's nice.
That's a good one. Yeah, the go Aztecs, right?
Yeah.
No, is that San Diego?
Yeah, yeah. They're the Aztecs. They play in a little shit dump of a stadium, but what are you going to do?
Good right. gear.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Ryan, you ready for bisque?
Was that for me?
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. And today, it is Captain America Brave New World. It is the fourth Captain America movie. It is also the 35th MCU film in the great history. Currently on Rotty Tees, it is a 50% by the critics, 80% by the audience. It is rated PG-13. It is just under 2 hours long. It's one of the shorter MCU movies ever made. We begin, as we do with all of our TV and movie reviews, spoiler-free. Ryan, Captain America Brave New World, did you like it?
Enough. I didn't hate it. I did. It was okay. What about you?
It was not okay, Ryan. I don't think that it was okay. You know me, I get caught up in recency bias more than anybody else. And so the second I left the theater, I was like, yeah, it was all right. And then driving home, thinking about it, had one sleep on it, and then thinking about it more today, I was like, man, that was pretty shitty, actually. I had a lot of problems.
For me, it was safe is the word I would use. It was they went safe with it.
I think they took a shit, to be honest. My expectations going in legitimately weren't all that high. I was excited. I thought after Deadpool and Wolverine, we could be in line with a string of really good MCU movies. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about Thunderbolts. I'm excited about Fantastic Four. We'll see what they do with all the Secret Wars and Doomsday and all that shit. And so this one, I was like, all right, like I like Anthony Mackie. I think some of the fight stuff that you can do with the shield and with the Falcon wings is badass. I was excited to see what they were going to do with Red Hulk. And I don't know. I have a lot of issues with this, and some of it is their own doing. We'll get into
it. There was one thing that really pissed me off.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that kind of pissed me off. And I think
are you going to talk me down right now? You might actually talk me down.
I think I am. I bet I will. But I think the way they marketed it, the way the trailer was, the way the poster was, really made it worse. If I went in not knowing anything about it, maybe I walk away with a little bit of a better feeling.
Yeah.
But I ended up being pretty fucking annoyed with how it all went. I think, to me, it's the worst Captain America movie. Now, two of them are amazing. Winter Soldier and Civil War are incredible. The first one, I kind of go back and forth on. It's really not my favorite. But I think this is worse than that. To me, this is a bottom tier MCU movie. I don't think it's as bad as Eternals. I don't think it's as bad as Thor: The Dark World. I don't think it's as bad as you know me, I hate Iron Man 2 and 3, but like it's closer to that than it is to anything else.
It's definitely in that lower third.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. For sure. But it's not, to me, it's not as bad as Dark World. It's not as bad as Iron Man 2. But like it's not good.
Like I think first rip at it,
I didn't mind it. Okay. You know, I didn't hate it.
So out of 35 MCU movies, I think first rip, I went on Letterboxd. I'm at Dork Podcast on Letterboxd if anybody's on there. I had it like 30th. I was like, I can't say it's a whole lot better than these other ones. And dare I say, we always ask during the spoiler-free version, and what a lot of people were asking, because they're like, do I want to sink $20 into this movie? Is it a must-see? And damn it, Ryan, I'm going to tell you, no. It's not. Now, for us, we're speaking to the wrong people. Like, we're the reason why these movies are still being made, because we'll go see them even if they're shit.
Sure.
But I think, I mean, I guess watch it when it eventually comes to Disney Plus, just because you're like an MCU completionist. But if you're somebody that hasn't even seen all the MCU movies, then for sure, no. If you're somebody that has, I don't know, maybe save the $20, honestly.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Hey, listen, I don't want to sway. If you like it, you like it.
No, it didn't. It's not that I liked it. It was vanilla. It was cookie cutter.
It's forgettable. Like, I don't think you're not gonna want to rewatch this movie. I also think, and I guess this isn't a spoiler, this is essentially a sequel to The Incredible Hulk, the Edward Norton movie, mm-hmm. Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Eternals, three of the worst MCU properties ever made. And this is a, hey, let's follow up on those three things. I would have just rather forgotten those three things and be like,
well, hey, they did introduce something kind of significant here.
They did.
Yeah.
I wonder if there would have been another way to do it, but you're right. That's the one thing I would put under the like good umbrella, which we'll sort of get to. But I just was like, I was left pretty annoyed. Once we get into real spoilers, I'll tell you a couple of real things that bothered me. But just for people that are listening to this and wanted to know, should they see it, I would lean towards no. Like, just save your $20, and when it comes on Disney Plus, watch it then, just so you can see the whole story. But it's not super fun. It's not very funny. It's not, the action scenes are pretty, like, leave something to be desired. I don't know.
Yeah. There was some hinky shit in like the CGI too. Like, yeah. Something you could clearly see that it was like a green screen, and it was like the edges, there's some ragged edges there that I thought was like, you're better than that.
So a story I read was that they made the entire movie and then added Giancarlo Esposito's character.
Which is useless character.
And then fucking wove it into the story. Or tried to.
It, you could tell.
Yes. So,
because like he didn't have to be who he was in that movie in order to fulfill that role.
Or you could, there is an end credit scene. So if the 2 hours isn't enough for you, you could sit through 10 more minutes of thing and then watch one more scene. So there is that if you are going to go see this movie. All right. I've been thinking about this a lot. What is your hashtag dork score for Captain America Brave New World?
It was going to be a 3, but now it's a 2.5.
Yeah. I think I'm going 2.5 as well. I'm going to see this shit. Like I, to me still, like, a bad comic book movie is still better than like a bad non-comic book movie. Like I wanted to love this. I like this shit. I like seeing superheroes on the screen. I will probably continue to, I will see these movies. I don't know what it's going to take for me to not see these movies, but we're not there yet. I guess you could argue maybe they're kind of flirting with it, but all right, let us know if you're in the chat, live chat right now, what your score is for this movie. You can also hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, at Dork Podcast. Of course, on YouTube as well, where we stream these episodes live on Monday nights. Anything else non-spoiler you want to hit on?
No.
Okay.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, many issues I have with this movie, maybe the biggest issue, is undone by them themselves. So the poster and the trailer highlight Red Hulk.
Correct.
I swear to God, Red Hulk is in the trailer more than he's in the movie. And I don't mean by percentage. I mean, like, the amount of time you see Red Hulk in the trailer is more than that. You don't see him until I want to say the hour 50 mark, hour 45. I would say the last
10, 15 minutes of the movie. And he's only in the movie for about 6 minutes.
Yeah. And so if...
Which, like, if they did not mention Red Hulk at all...
Okay.
Would have been a great payoff.
Would have been amazing. Just like, and Thor Ragnarok was able to overcome it because it was such a good movie. But if they kept the Hulk as a surprise, that would have been amazing. But they wanted to show him and whatever. And the movie ended up being great, so it didn't matter. Meaning, like, you can still do this. But they clearly, and I saw Joe Russo from the Russo Brothers tweeted this out as well. I disagree with him. He said, he goes, Captain America Brave New World is not a bad movie.
I don't think so. I think that's right, yeah.
But then he said... But, you know, they really wanted to make sure they sold tickets, so they gave away Red Hulk, and that was really what the whole movie built to. And so the first 10 minutes of the movie, I'm like, when are we getting Red Hulk? And it wasn't until the final 10 minutes of the movie.
Like, and you thought you were going to get him, like, right in the beginning, and then you didn't.
You didn't, no. And so speaking of the beginning, this is when I personally thought the movie was in trouble. It was right off the rip. Well, first of all, two things. They show you the credits, and there's like 10 writers on the movie. Never a great sign. There's like a million people writing. And Harrison Ford is in one of like the very first scenes, and he's on the phone. And he's like, have you been able to get a hold of Betty? My daughter. But when he pauses and says, my daughter, I'm like, oh, man. Like, they're making this movie for people that are so unaware of all the stuff that they're going to have to retell that movie. They're going to have to retell Falcon Winter Soldier, that shitty series that we watched. They're going to have to retell some of the stuff from the Eternals. So it wasn't just like, hey, we're going to tell you a lot of stuff and you can easily piece it together. We're going to tell you. Like, how many times did Anthony Mackie stop and was like, all right, so you're telling me the buyer wants us here in order to do this? Like, yeah, dude,
there's
just
a lot of exposition. Tons, or the time he says tons. That, like, who is
Sidewinder?
No. Oh, yeah, they kept saying that, like, he was the first Captain America, the forgotten Captain America. Yes. Like, they kept reminding you.
Like, dude, we watched, like, six episodes or however many episodes of that show it was, but they had to keep
hammering. Isaiah Bradley is, like, he is the original Captain America, and he has the super soldier serum in him, and I don't. Like, they kept mentioning that.
I'll also say this. I thought I liked Anthony Mackie. I'm not entirely sure that I do.
I think he was fine. I mean, he was... the best in the movie, I would say.
I think
thought the kid who played Falcon, the new Falcon, fucking annoying.
I liked him. He was one of the He's guys annoying. I liked. I didn't mind him. Now, he was sort of put in that role where it's like, hey, you're going to do a couple funny things, and you're also going to be just like Sidekick McGee. And so, like, that's sort of what he was.
You're like a worse version of me, and that's good.
Harrison Ford's tough to watch now. I love him. Like, he is a first ballot Dork Hall of Famer for all his roles, but...
But when...
I think we're good.
Once he got back from being Red Hulk to being Thunderbolt Ross again, and you like see him with a shirt off, you're like, you're 80 years old. You look every year of it. I don't look great for 43, but
no
80-year-old looks good.
But Ryan, you're not on the big screen. You're not out there on the big screen.
I'm not expected, you know. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Now, Red Hulk seemed like kind of a waste. Then they have the Tim Blake Nelson character from the comics.
The leader.
This kind of showed him, and it was mildly cartoonish, but not cartoonish enough, where it was like, you could have made that character a little bit more funny or something. And then, so that's what the end credit scene is.
But then just, like, his superpower is odds.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I've kind of crunched the numbers. I'm like, isn't that what fucking Doctor Strange is for?
But you were wrong twice.
Yeah. Somewhere listening to you. Oh, that was
the thing that pissed me off the most.
Actually, yeah, I have a few guesses. Do you want me to guess?
What's one?
Mind control.
Nope.
Mind control annoyed me. Like, so the Winter Soldier shit, we're doing
Manchurian
that again? Candidate thing again. What about just making a random character a Black Widow?
They mentioned it once, and that was like the end of it.
No reason for it. The mind fucking wipe stuff. I was like, for real, dude? Like, we're going to this again?
No, here's my gripe. High velocity bullets from a helicopter bounce off the Hulk, but you can cut him.
Yeah. You can just give him a little slice, a little slice of Rooney.
You can cut him?
Yeah.
With like wings?
Yeah. The other thing is
that
like,
doesn't make any sense.
Watch the.
You can stab him?
Yeah, you stab him. Watch the Falcon, or I'm sorry, watch Captain America fight Red Hulk and then watch him fight like a random dude and you can't tell the difference.
You can't tell the difference. Like he should have like almost beaten him to death.
Correct. Yeah. It's like they shoehorned.
Some other guy almost killed him.
Yeah, right. They shoehorned in the Red Hulk stuff and it, like none of it stands out. It's very forgettable. Like the none of it, man, it just.
But also like you just said, like they made a whole point of saying that like Sam is not a superhuman. He's not like an altered human, right?
Right.
So what threat is Red Hulk if he can get beat up by a regular ass dude?
Yeah, he's useless. He's kind of useless after all this.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
Just like a sad Hulk.
Sad Hulk.
Not even angry.
They've kind of fucked up the Hulk the whole time, if you think about it, in the MCU. So the first one, it's an Ed Norton movie, which they later have to recast. Mm-hmm. Then he's pretty good in Ragnarok, or he's very good in Ragnarok. But then they end up going Professor Hulk route. So you kind
of, which I didn't care for.
You kind of nerf him for Endgame and Infinity War. And then the She-Hulk thing is kind of like up and down, kind of like an eh. And then now this with the Red Hulk, like, come on. Come on, gang. Not loving it.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
So the Eternals, which I was kind of just hoping they were going to like move on from and be like, just forget
Never mention again.
Because none of the other properties have mentioned the big celestial island that is like stuck in Earth. Nobody else has mentioned
literally it. The elephant in the room. Like right. No one's mentioned that.
Yeah. I don't know how many shows and movies there have been, but there's been no reference to it. This time they do, and you get the reveal of adamantium. And so I'm like, All right, I'm obviously in on adamantium, but I don't know, maybe do that another way. I don't think it has to be this. Also, it's funny, in the theater, I've seen, if not all, like probably most of the MCU movies in the theater at some point. And I feel like there's usually some sort of like reaction. Like there's usually like, oh, you see a character, like Deadpool and Wolverine, it was like you're at a fucking ball game. People were like cheering characters, they were laughing, they were pointing stuff out. Swear to God. It was a more full theater than I thought it was going to be. And crickets the entire time. And then like second half of the movie, there was a part where Harrison Ford was just like talking. And some guy two rows in front of me let out a really loud yawn, just like a really loud yawn.
Yeah.
And like a few people like laughed. And like that and
he wasn't wrong.
No, like, he wasn't. He wasn't at all. Like, I get it, dude.
But there was also like the dialogue in the movie. I remember at one point
stunk.
The Secret Service agent who was like his like inside person who like had a thing for Bucky. She's like, don't be that guy. Or something like she said something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're doing still doing Don't Be That Guy.
Don't be that guy. Yeah, we did get a Bucky appearance. Get a Bucky appearance. So basically this movie boils down to
we have adamantium now.
We have adamantium. Good one. And
that's it.
Well, Thunderbolt Ross, before he got incarcerated into the raft, wanted Falcon to restart the Avengers.
Yes, that's it.
And so my guess is there's going to be some sort of, like, that's where we get the Thunderbolts asterisk. That should have been the prediction. Basically, like, they were named the Thunderbolts, and then it turns out Thunderbolt is a convict, so maybe they want to change the name. Maybe that's a good guess.
Yeah, so but also, like, we don't want to be associated with Thaddeus Ross, because now, yeah, he said he's in jail.
Yeah,
so, like,
we're done with that. But, I don't know. So you get Falcon, or no, you get Captain America and a new Falcon. And then those guys are going to maybe start, and they're talking to Bucky. Also, what was really strange was they were like, they like a throwaway line that Bucky is going to be like running for Congress.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a assassin that was working for the Russians?
The Russians, yeah.
Okay. Just toss him in office.
Just seriously.
You got my vote,
Buck. All that. Like we're doing the second chances thing.
So you remember when he murdered Black Panther's dad? Put him in
or,
there.
Or, you know, the Starks, like Tony Stark's parents.
That's right.
Yeah.
He murdered the Stark family.
And then tried to murder Tony Stark.
Yeah.
In Civil War.
But now he's passing laws in Congress. I'm like,
right.
I guess so.
Just a few words and we can snap him right back into being the Winter Soldier again.
Tip to tail, piece of shit.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say that this is a little lazy, you know, but not a tip to tail piece of shit.
Is there ever going to be a breaking point where we don't see these movies?
I think so. Okay. I think unless you get Marvel needs a James Gunn. They need somebody. The formula was so like if you look at Filoni, you look at James Gunn, you look at these people who are the Russo brothers were like a little bit like this.
Wasn't Kevin Feige supposed to be that guy? He's overseeing
or Favreau,
all these.
But that's what I mean. But that's like he's kind of too big to oversee all this stuff now. I think you need someone. Obviously, they're all fans, but you need somebody who's like. Like, I would love to see somebody like a James Gunn. Like, if you gave James Gunn the MCU, it wouldn't be like this.
No.
You know, because I think his whole thing is, like, he does such a great job of, like, these, like, noner characters who you, like, care so much about.
Yeah.
Right?
And, yeah.
Like, the Falcon, like, this Falcon or, like, Winter Soldier, like, the new Captain America is never going to be Steve Rogers. And, like, why do I care?
Yeah.
And there's rumors that, like, Chris Evans is coming back. For Secret Wars or whatever. So, like, what's the point of him?
You think shared universes can, like, really work? I mean, this did, right? And it did so well. But because it was so good, they're like, well, we can't end it. Like, if they just ended it after Endgame, you'd be like, oh, my God. Fucking unbelievable. You'd even ignore some of the bad movies and ignore some of the, like the things they had to retcon or whatever. And you'd just be like, what a run. And then since then, they're like, we got to make all these movies like have to connect. We can't afford to do a solo movie. They all have to connect, even if it's kind of like shoehorned. Or like to me, this one just all it felt like was let's just kind of line up some shit. We need a movie because basically Falcon and Winter Soldier should have been a movie. I think when we did the review, we were like, take the best 2 hours of that and make that a movie.
Right.
And this felt like, hey, let's tie that loose end up. Let's fucking figure out the thing in the ocean for the Eternals and let's do a Thaddeus Ross. Oh, the other thing is they bring back Liv Tyler.
Right. And so, which can't. Makes we kind of assume that the Incredible Hulk was canon anyway.
Oh yeah, no, definitely
like it was 616, but like
yeah,
now it's official. Like they've never mentioned it.
Well, no, they did. They did. Remember because they talk anytime they talk about like the Hulk ripping up Harlem, they've mentioned it. They've mentioned it in the past.
And they mentioned Abomination was another thing too. So they've never like,
but they they went away from it, and then when they brought Thunderbolt Ross and the whole thing with the Sokovia Accords, that was like, and not, that was obviously William Hurt before he passed away, but like they had that whole run, but it was like, all right, you could just leave that in the past. But anyway, they bring back Liv Tyler. This also bothered me. Before I saw the movie, I think it was Deadline or one of these Twitter accounts posted Liv Tyler is at the red carpet. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, obviously she's in the movie then. But it was really strange. Why, if they built up this whole thing that she doesn't even talk to her dad, shouldn't she have been the one that showed up and talked him out of Red Hulk back into Thaddeus Ross rather than him seeing the fucking flowers?
And why is the first thing she's like, all right, now's when I'm going to know that my dad's a good dude is when he's in jail. Well, like, that doesn't make sense.
I guess because he turned himself in, maybe?
I guess, but like,
but no, like, we didn't. I was waiting for her to show up and basically do like the Scarlett Johansson to the Hulk kind of talk down and be like, it's getting dark, big fella, or whatever the fuck. Like, I was waiting for that. And instead, it was like Falcon or Captain America yelling at him. He sees like the goddamn flowers and he's like, yeah, I'm a dude now. And my pants
still fit. I'm fine now.
My pants fit.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny that like, they're like, oh, the gamma rays can make, like, anything can happen with the gamma rays, right? Like, the leader turns into this weird, like, brain glob.
Just made him really good at math.
Yeah. Red Hulk turns into basically
a worse Hulk.
Yeah. Green Hulk, but red.
Okay. And not as good because he can be cut with
a
wing.
Oh, my God. But yeah, the MCU, it's sort of a victim of its own success, obviously. And I was going through all the movies the other day, like post-Endgame, and I think it's unfair to say they all suck because I loved Guardians 3, and I loved Spider-Man.
And Deadpool and Wolverine.
No Way Home, and I loved Deadpool and Wolverine. Some of the other movies have not been great, but like those three were awesome. So,
but like you said, I think when we talk about these years from now, when we talk about it, like they probably should have stopped. It was too big to stop, and I get that.
Right.
But they should have stopped at Endgame.
I know.
And done something different and you know, take it back to the street and like tell every actor that was in all of those movies, you're good, we're done. And restart, you know, and start like an ultimate universe.
And the only thing that'll knock this down would be box office. It could have a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody gives a shit as long as it's making money. No,
I think it made its money back and then some already this weekend. So
really, they just need like the next wave of movies to like, the Secret Wars, for example, do close to like Endgame money. And if it does, then like they're just going to keep pumping these things out.
I don't think it does. I think you're going to get some.
I mean, we know that we for sure know there's fatigue to it. Now, it might just
I'm fatigued. If I'm being completely honest with I need something different now.
Yeah. And that's us who do that. Like, we basically launched this podcast because of the MCU movies. And I mean, just looking at like listens to our episodes, and maybe there's a chance people are just sick of us, but if you go back and look at like Infinity War Endgame reviews and previews, those are probably still our highest viewed things.
Probably,
since then, a good movie will still peak, you know, like the Batman or something like that. But usually the MCU would be more like our big numbered downloads. And now it's like kind of just in there with the other
like that
stuff.
And Game of Thrones. Like that's like the level of hype that those things would generate. But I don't think it has it anymore. I think people have kind of lost faith. Like people did with Star Wars for a long time and are still kind of doing with Star Wars. Is they've kind of lost faith in these things that they can be good or that something new can happen.
You might be right.
So it's sad.
Sad.
It's a sad day.
It's a bad day, sad day.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, if you haven't already, let us know what you think. Next week, Ryan, of course, we will do Severance episode 6 as that show keeps ripping right along. And we'll dip back into the MCU as we have your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So if you guys have not started that show, they're like half hour episodes, so you can rip it quick. But it's on Disney Plus right now. It's an animated Spider-Man show, but it's solid. Like it's a weird kind of area to go into because like you've already had Spider-Verse, like right, like these Spider-Verse movies, and then you have live action Spider-Man in the MCU. So it's weird that they even went this route, but I'm telling you, I'm liking it more than I thought that I would.
Yeah, so it's pre Homecoming. So like it's homemade suit. It's pre Tony Stark. Spider-Man, which is like, we need that. We don't need Tony Stark Jr. anymore. No. We need to see what this kid can do.
And we're getting some villains. And I mean, Spider-Man probably has the best rogues gallery in Marvel.
Sure enough.
So we're getting some of those characters. But all right, in the meantime, everybody have a great week. Tell a friend, tell a dork to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Dork Podcast. In the meantime, Davey, promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
No shirt, brother. May you rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to promise you that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.